Idete natrag kući, natrag Bogu za manje od sekunde.
What I mean to say is that someone who has full consciousness of Krishna in this life, he is actually a back to Godhead man or back to Godhead woman, in the sense that even while living in this material world, he's on the level of consciousness in which he has association with the Supreme Lord.
Ono što sam zapravo želio da kažem je da osoba čak i ukoliko se nalazi u ovom svijetu, ukoliko ima takav nivo svijesti koji je čist, on će moći ili ona da živi u stalnom kontaktu s Bogom.
Do you want this?
A da li ste željni toga?
It would be nice, isn't it, Rita?
To bi bilo lepo, zar ne, Rita?
So, all right, we will start today reading from a verse called 8, from the 8th chapter, 28th verse. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Vede shujagye shutapa suchaiva. Dhane shuyat punya palam pradishtam. Adye titat sarvang idam viditva. Yogi parang sthanam upaiti chadyam.
Prevod. Onaj ko prihvati put predanog služenja, ne biva lišen rezultata koji se dobiju proučavanjem veda, vršenjem strogih žrtvovanja, davanjem milostinje ili vršenjem filozofskih ili plodonosnih aktivnosti. Samim predanim služenjem dostiže sve to i na kraju odlazi u vrhovno večno prebivalište. Smisao. Ovaj stik je suština 7. i 8. poglavlja u kojima se posebno objašnjava svjesnost Krišne i predano služenje. Čovjek mora proučavati vede pod vodstvom duhovnog učitelja i podvrći se mnogim strogostima i pokorama dok živi pod njegovim nadzorom. Brahmačari mora živjeti u domu duhovnog učitelja kao sluga i mora prositi milostinju od vrata do vrata i doneti duhovnom učitelju. On uzima hranu samo po naredbi učitelja i ako učitelj ne pozove učenika da uzme hranu, učenik posti. To su neki od vedskih principa služenja brahmačarije. Nakon što prouči vede pod vodstvom učitelja od svoje 5. do 20. godine, učenik može postati čovjek savršenog karaktera. Proučavanje veda nije namijenjeno za rekreaciju spekulatora u foteljama, već za oblikovanje karaktera. Nakon...
Very good. Can you read it again?
Proučavanje veda nije namijenjeno za rekreaciju spekulatora u foteljama, već za oblikovanje karaktera.
Dobro.
Nakon takvog obrazovanja brahmačariju se dozvoljava da se oženi i započne porodični život. Kao porodičan čovjek mora vršiti razna žrtvovanja da bi mogao dalje napredovati. Također mora davati milostinju u skladu sa zemljom, vremenom i kandidatom, praveći razliku između milostinje u vrlini, strasti i neznanju koje su opisane u Bhagavad Giti. Kada se povuče iz porodičnog života i prihvati red vanaprasta, podvrgava se oštrim pokorama, živi u šumama, oblači se u koru drveta, ne brije se i tako dalje. Sljedeći pravila brahmačarije, porodičnog života, vanapraste i na kraju sanjase, uzdiže se do savršenog nivoa života. Neki se onda uzdižu u rajsko kraljevstvo, a kada dalje napreduju, dostižu oslobođenje i odlaze u duhovno nebo, u bezlični brahmađoti ili na Vaikunta planete ili Krišna loku. To je put koji je zacrtala vedska literatura. Međutim, lepota svjesnosti Krišne leži u tome da osoba jednim udarcem, predanim služenjem, može nadići sve obrede različitih redova života. Reči idam viditva ukazuju da trebamo shvatiti uputstva koje je Šri Krišna dao u 7. i 8. poglavlju Bhagavad Gite. Trebamo pokušati da ih shvatimo ne umnom spekulacijom ili učenošću, već slušanjem u društvu bhakta. Srednjih 6 poglavlja, od 6. do 12. su suština Bhagavad Gite. Prvih 6 i posljednjih 6 poglavlja su kao omotači za srednjih 6 poglavlja. koje gospodin posebno štiti. Ako neko ima sreću da shvati Bhagavad Gitu, posebno srednjih šest poglavlja u društvu Bhakta, njegov život odmah postaje slavniji od svih pokora, žrtvanja, milostinja, spekulacija itd., jer se svi rezultati tih aktivnosti mogu steći jednostavno svjesnošću Krišne. Onaj ko ima nešto vere u Bhagavad Gitu, treba da nauči Bhagavad Gitu od Bhakte, jer je na početku četvrtog poglavlja jasno rečeno da Bhagavad Gitu mogu shvatiti samo Bhakte. Niko drugi ne može savršeno shvatiti svrhu Bhagavad Gite. Zato Bhagavad Gitu trebamo naučiti od Krišinog Bhakte, a ne od umnih spekulatora. To je znak vere. Kada čovjek potraži Bhaktu i na kraju stekne njegovo društvo, istinski počinje da proučava i shvata Bhagavad Gitu. Napredujući u društvu Bhakte, počinje predano služiti i to služenje raspršuje sve njegove sumnje u Krišnu ili Boga i Krišine aktivnosti, oblik, zabave, ime i druga obeležja. Nakon što te sumnje potpuno nestanu, postaje postojan u svom proučavanju. Tada uživa u proučavanju Bhagavad Gite i dostiže stanje neprestane svjesnosti Krišne. Na naprednom nivou potpuno se zaljubljuje u Krišnu. Taj najviši stadion savršenstva života omogućuje Bhakti da bude prenet u Krišino prebivalište na duhovnom nebu, Goloka Vrindavanu, gde postaje večno srećan. Tako se završavaju Bhaktivedanta na tumačenja osmog poglavlja Šrimad Bhagavad Gite pod naslovom Dostizanje Svevišnjeg.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nidavishesha Shunyavari Vaskatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Vishnu Chaitanya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The goal of all study of the Vedas, strict austerities, giving charity, and many other different activities is to actually elevate oneself in one's jivatski.
Cilj svih svog proučavanja Veda, vršenja oštrih strogih žrtvanja, davanja milostinje i svih drugih aktivnosti je postati savršen, dostići savršenstvo života.
To elevate yourself in your life, you have to learn to control the mind and the senses.
Da biste se unapredili u svom životu i uzdigli, morate da naučite da kontrolišete um i čula.
Otherwise one remains on the platform of an animal who just runs whenever there is a dictation of the mind and senses.
Inače ćete ostati na nivou životinje koja trči uvek u pravcu onoga kako ga nose um i čula.
Yes. So the Vedas prescribe different methods how you can control the mind and senses. Some of them are very, very difficult.
I zbog toga Vede preporučuju različite metode kako kontrolisati um i čula i poneke od njih su veoma, veoma teške.
Now, by the process of Krishna consciousness, you can elevate yourself in one stroke by qualifying yourself to return home back to Godhead.
A u svesnosti Krišne imamo tu mogućnost da se jednim udarcem da se jednim udarcem vratimo kući natrag Bogu.
Srila Prabhupada once gave the example of the gold smith who has a little hammer and a little chisel and he goes like the whole day.
Imamo primjer, Šrila Prabhupada je dao primjer zlatara koji po ceo dan kucka sa malim čekićem i oblikuje zlatne predmete.
Now if you have one hammer big hammer.
Ali ako imate veliki čekić.
You go one time.
Jednom udarite.
And the work is finished.
I gotovo je.
So, the process of yoga, mind control, studying the scriptures, it is like...
Tako da su procesi joge, proučavanja literature i spekulacije, tako taj mali čekić.
And Krishna consciousness is like the hammer. Boom! The job is finished.
Je veliki čekić, završen je posao.
Yes. How do you like it?
Kako vam se sviđa ovo?
It sounds good in theory.
Dobro zvuči u teoriji.
How is it in practice?
Kako je to u praksi?
Is it working? Is the hammer already there?
Jer to funkcioniše? Jer tu već je taj veliki čekić?
So, huh?
Tako, tako.
See, we could become Krishna... Sometimes devotees in the movement for Krishna consciousness are asking themselves, how long does it take to become Krishna conscious?
Ponekad se bhakti u svjesnosti Krišne pitaju koliko dugo je potrebno da se postane svjestan Krišne.
Will it ever happen in my life? Yes or no?
Hoće se to meni ikad desiti, da ili ne?
Prabhupada was often asked this question.
Prabhupada su često pitali to pitanje.
And he said,
i rekao je,
you can become Krishna conscious in 1 second.
Možete postati svjesni Krišne u jednoj sekundi.
Or not even after millions of years.
A ne morate postati svjesni Krišne nakon miliona godina.
It depends on your totally understanding and then accepting the process.
To zavisi od vašeg potpunog razumijevanja i zatim prihvatanja procesa.
If you totally understand process of Krishna consciousness and apply it, it's like the hammer. The job is finished.
Ako u potpunosti razumete proces Krišne i primijete ga, to je kao taj veliki čekić. Udarite jedan put i završili ste stvar.
But if you have a path of self-realization or if you practice Krishna consciousness, you don't fully understand it, accept it, because it might work many lives.
A ukoliko ne razumete u potpunosti šta je to proces Krišne i ne predajete se i ne prihvatite ga u potpunosti, on ćete sa malim čekićem mnogo života kucati.
Millions of life.
Milionima života.
And more.
I više.
So what is the hammer?
Šta je taj čekić?
Full surrender.
Potpuno predavanje.
It's called Sharanagati.
To se naziva Sharanagati.
And in our seminar, which starts today, I think it will have 6 evenings, or I don't know, maybe I will, we have to see, maybe I'm also speaking in the morning about it. Yeah, morning and evening. When you come through all these 6 aspects, you will have the hammer in your hand.
Imat ćemo 6 predavanja ujutru i uveče, a sad je počelo uveče, i kada prođete kroz svih tih 6 aspekata, imat ćete čekić u vašim rukama.
Which will finish in one stroke your material life.
Koji će u jednom udarcu uništiti materijalni život.
And it's totally free of cost.
I besplatno je totalno.
I'm just joking a little. Yeah, šalite.
Šali se malo.
There is a price you have to pay.
Postoji cena koja treba se plati.
Full surrender, you have to give up our false ego for this.
Za to potpuno predavanje potrebno je napustiti tu koncepciju lažnog ja.
Yeah. We will hear about this a little later.
O tome ćemo čuti kasnije.
In the scriptures there is an example of a personality who developed Krishna consciousness in one life.
U literaturi postoji opis o tome kako je jedna osoba doživjela svjesnost Krišne ili uspela da se uzdigne na taj nivu u jednom životu.
In fact it was in 1 minute.
To je u stvari bilo u jednoj minuti.
His name is Katvanga Maharaj.
Njegov ime je bilo Katvanga Maharaj.
Katvanga was fighting on behalf of the Devatas against the Asuras, the demons, and at the end of this fight, which came out victorious for the Devatas, they asked him, Katvanga, we are so satisfied. You can get anything you want from us. What can we give you?
Maharishka Cvanga se borio na strani polubogova protiv demona i iz te bitke izašao kao pobednik. I budući da su polubogovi bili veoma zadovoljni sa Maharadžem, oni su mu prišli i rekli da može da dobije bilo kakav blagoslov od njih.
And Katvanga Maharaj said, I don't want material goods, I just want to know how much time I have left in this body.
I Katvanga Maharaj rekao, nisu mi potrebne materijalne stvari, ali ono što bi me interesovalo, to je koliko još ću imati vremena da živim u ovom telu.
So the devatas made a horoscope calculation. And they found out only one more moment.
I polubogovi su izračunali, napravili su mu horoskop i onda su rekli da ima samo jedan moment praktično do kraja života u tom telu. Pa on se zaprepastio, šta, ima samo još jedan trenutak da živim?
I better use it properly.
Onda najbolje da ga najbolje iskoristim što mogu.
And he went to the earthly planets. And he made his mind free of all other thoughts so that he could with full surrender think of the Supreme Personality of God.
I onda se vratio na ovu zemaljsku planetu i oslobodio je svoj um od svih ostalih materialističkih misli kako bi se u potpunosti mogu usredsrediti na razmišljanje o sebičnoj božanskoj ličnosti.
It is described that he concentrated so much that the whole material universe was disappearing.
Opisano da je toliko bio skoncentrisan u toj svojoj meditaciji da je praktično čitav materijalni univerzum počeo da nestaje.
Nothing, that means nothing had any fascination any longer for him.
To u smislu da više ga ništa nije moglo fascinirati u materijalnom svetu.
Do you have sometimes this experience in your jivot? Hare Krishna, dobrodošli.
Da li imate ponekad takvo iskustvo u vašem životu?
That when you concentrate on one thing only, then you don't see anything else.
Dakle, da se skoncentrišete na jednu stvar, onda više ne vidite ni jednu drugu stvar.
Isn't it? When you play guitar, then you see nothing else.
Da, ne, pero kad sviraš gitaru, ništa drugo ne zanima.
Or if somebody is in Lubov,
ukoliko je neko zaljubljen,
the whole world stops to exist for him. It's just this one person.
Cijel svet za njega prestaje postoji, postoji samo ta jedna osoba.
To je Maja. But this is what happens in intense concentration.
Ali to je ono što se dešava u intenzivnoj koncentraciji.
The material world stopped to exist for Katvanga Maharaj.
Tako je materijalni svet prestao da postoji za Katvanga Maharaja.
And he only saw Krishna.
I on je jedino video Krishnu.
That was his elephant. They know what it means. You don't know. You have not.
Okay. Okay.
So this is and he returned to Krishna at the end of this life.
Tako se vratio natrag Krishni na kraju tog života.
So before we can actually talk about surrender to Krishna, we want to define who is Krishna.
Tako da, s obzirom da želimo da govorimo o Krishni, moramo da definišemo ko je Krishna.
What would you answer?
Šta biste odgovorili?
If someone on the street would ask you who is Krishna, what would you say?
Ako bi vas neko na ulici upitao ko je Krishna, šta biste mu odgovorili? Sebična božanska ličnost.
That's sometimes difficult for them to understand. How would you explain Krishna?
Ali to je ponekad teško njima da razumiju. Kako bi objasnio Krishnu?
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Sebična božanska ličnost.
How would you explain it? Your answer is correct. You get prasadam this evening.
Tvoj odgovor je tačan, mislim, dobit ćeš prasadam večeras, ali...
How would you explain it?
Kako biste dalje to objasnili?
Rita. You want to think a little bit about it?
Je li želeo da malo razmisliš o tome?
Ja, malo. Toda vada.
Šrila Prabhupada je jednom objasnio da osoba koja posjeduje svih šest obilja u potpunosti, čije ime samim tim Bhagavan, to je Krišna.
Imagine the situation. You come on the road, someone asks, he's a real nice person, who is Krishna? What is Krishna?
Zamislite tu situaciju, dođete i ulicom hoda jedan čovjek koji je jako fin i kaže, ko je Krišna, šta je Krišna?
What would we say?
Šta biste mu rekli?
Person who possesses all opposite lenses, the supreme personality of Godhead.
Osoba koja posjeduje svo obilje.
Your best friend, you would say. Really?
On mi rekao, to je tvoj najbolji prijatelj. Ako bi imao knjigu ruci, bih to pokušao da kažem.
It's a nice answer.
To je lep odgovor.
Your unknown best friend.
Tvoj nepoznati najbolji prijatelj.
For whom you are looking.
Koga tražiš.
That's very good for the heart.
To dobro zvuči za srce, taj odgovor. Somebody who will reciprocate your love.
Very nice.
The leopard girl.
Well, the Bhagavatam explains the absolute truth like this.
Srimad Bhagavatam objašnjava apsolutnu istinu na ovakav način.
Janmadyasya yataha, the source of all other sources.
Da je Krishna uzrok svih uzroka.
Krishna makes this clearer by saying aham sarvasya prabhavo mata smritir pravachate. Mata sarvam pravachate. It means I am the origin of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything comes from me. The wise people who understand this totally engage themselves in my devotional service and worship me with all their heart.
Krishna objašnjava to u Bhagavad Gita i kaže, ja sam izvor svih svetova i sve što postoji je manjere iz mene. Mudri ljudi koji to znaju obožavaju me svim svojim srcem.
Good. So this is our concept of God, the source of all sources.
To je znači naš koncept Boga, uzrok svih uzroka.
He's the source of Christianity.
On je uzrok hrišćanstva.
The source of Serbia.
Izvor Srbije.
The source of all the elements.
On je uzrok svih elemenata.
The source of you.
Vas.
The source of all sources.
On je uzrok svih uzroka.
Now what is surrender to Krishna?
A šta je to predati se Krishna?
How would you define this?
Kako biste to definisali?
I'm sorry that I always force you to think a little bit. I know that it's not.
Žao mi što vas stalno teram da razmišljate.
That's human life.
Ovo je ljudski život.
So I see it's good that we make a seminar about it.
Vidim, dobro je da pravimo seminar o tome. This means that we serve Krishna favorably without material desires or mental speculation.
Very good.
Vrlo dobro.
Anya bilashita shunyam jnana samadhyana vritam, etc. Well, So surrender fully means you have to surrender your mind.
Da biste se potpuno stekadili, znači da treba da predate svoj um.
Your thoughts, now that's already your words,
vaše reči,
and your telotski,
vaše telo,
by engaging it in Krishna's service.
Uključujući sve to u svesnosti Krishna. Mm.
Krishna describes this when he speaks about his pure devotee. He says, their thoughts are with me.
I Krishna to objašnjava kada govori o svojim čistim baktama. On kaže, njihove misli su uvek usmerene prema meni.
Their lives are engaged in my service.
Njihovi životi su posvećeni predanom služenju mene.
And they derive great satisfaction and happiness by always enlightening themselves about me.
I oni doživljavaju veliko zadovoljstvo razmenjujući iskustva u vezi mene.
See, now you might say, oh, whew, it's so heavy.
Možda kažete, to je jako heavy.
Moj privatski život.
Šta će biti s mojim privatnim životom?
I have to become God realized. I have to surrender body, mind and words to him.
Da trebam da postanem svestan Boga i da mu se predam rečima, telom i umom.
What is the logic behind this?
U čemu se sastoji logika iza svega toga?
The logic is very simple, that you are a part and parcel of Krishna.
Da vama jednostavno, vi ste delić i čestica Krishna.
And your real identity is if you are connected with Krishna.
I vaš pravi identitet dolazi iz izražaja kada ste zaista povezani s
Krishna. If you are disconnected from Krishna with your words, with your thoughts and with your bodily activities, then you live a dead life.
Ukoliko vaše misli, vaše telo ili vaš um nije povezan sa Krishnom, živite mrtav život.
In Hawaii there is actually a black magic cult called voodoo.
Na Havajima postoji crnomagijski kult koji se naziva vudu.
And what they do is they take bodies where the soul has left already.
Ja, i ono što oni rade, oni uzimaju tela koja je napustila duša.
And they make some vudu
vudu vudu. I urade tako.
And then the dead bodies begin to move and walk.
I onda mrtva tela počinju da se pomeraju i hodaju čak.
They don't think on their own.
Ne razmišljaju sama.
They don't walk on their own.
I ta tela ne hodaju sama.
They just move under this influence.
Samo se pomeruju pod tim uticajem.
It's so dirty, we don't even want to speak about it because we have children in the lecture.
To je toliko prljavo da jednostavno nećemo da govorimo o tome, imamo tu decu na
lecture. But this is what is material life. You don't move really because the material energy Maya moves you.
I to je ono što je materijalni život. Nije da se vi pokrećete, nego vas materijalna energija Maya vas pokreće.
Spiritual life means to stop this zombie existence and to act as a part of Krishna.
I duhovni život znači da prestanemo da delujemo tako kao zombi i da se ponovo povežemo sa Krishna, postanemo njegov delić.
Now if you consider it very seriously, this needs a lot of strength.
Ukoliko ozbiljno razmislite o tome, vidjet ćete da tu je potrebno puno snage.
And this strength comes by surrendering to Krishna.
Ta snaga dolazi od predavanja Krishna.
To act on the spiritual platform is only possible if you get the strength of Krishna.
Delovati na duhovnom nivou je moguće samo ukoliko dobijete snagu od Krishna.
In India, they describe the cat path and the monkey path.
U Indiji objašnjavaju dva puta, put mačke i put majmuna.
The way the monkey carries its youngsters is different from the way the cat carries its youngsters.
Način na koji majmuni prenose svoje mlade razlikuje se od načina kako mačke to čine.
And the difference lies in the distribution of the strength.
I razlika je u tome u stvari ko ulaže snagu.
In the monkey way, a young monkey has to hold fast to the old monkey.
u slučaju majmuna, mladi majmun se drži za starijeg.
And often accidents happen.
I često se dešavaju nesreće.
I have personally seen last time I was in Vrindavan, you know, I was going next to our temple, then I heard all of a sudden tum, 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 on the roof, you know, and I know all the monkeys are coming.
Prošle put kad sam bio u Vrindavanu, onda mi se to desilo, video sam kako se, u stvari čuo sam kako se preko krova nešto dešava i onda sam shvatio, o, evo ih majmuni.
And the maimunski jumped from the temple to the gurukul, one monkey mother.
Jedna majmunica je skočila sa templa na gurukul.
And it somehow landed wrongly.
I pogrešno se dočekala.
And because and there was this young monkey on the back.
A taj mali majmunčić se držao na leđima.
And because it landed so wrongly, the young monkey just fell from the back of the mica and just fell right before me on the ground. And I only had time to just chant Hare Krishna in the ear, and then it left the body.
I taj majmunica kako se loše dočekala na tu zgradu. Pao je to malo majmunče i tačno ispred mene. Ono što sam mogu da učinim, samo da mu kažem dva puta Hare Krishna i on je umro.
This happens.
To se dešava.
It never happens with the cats.
To se nikad ne dešava sa mačićima.
Because the strong cat mother,
zato što snažna majka mačka,
grabs the young cat and carries it.
Hvata u svojim čeljustima malo mače i nosi ga.
So the yogis and the mental speculators, they have to somehow elevate themselves by their own strength.
I tako jogi i mentalni spekulatori pokušavaju da se sopstvenim naporom uzdignu.
And it's easy for them to fall down.
I veoma je velika mogućnost da će pasti.
Because that's the monkey way.
Je to majmunski način.
The bhakta or the devotee surrenders to Krishna and in this way is connected with Krishna and cannot fall so easily.
Dok bhakta, on je povezan s Krishnom na način kao što smo pisali kod mačaka i ne postoji takva mogućnost da padne.
Mm-hmm. So now I want to ask you another question where you have to think. I'm sorry, but it is better if you think on your own about in the lectures, then it's easier to take something home.
Žao mi, ja moram vam postaviti još jedno pitanje. Bolje je da vam postavim pitanje, jer oni ćete moći više da zapamtite o svega ovoga što smo govorili.
Who of you has ever thought about surrender?
Koji je ikada od vas mislio o predavanju?
Almost everyone.
Gotovo svi.
And those who have not, they have a little nervous smile on the face.
Oni koji nisu, oni se malo nervozno smešljaju.
I know there is something like surrender in the movement for Krishna consciousness.
Znam da se priča o nečemu kao predavanje u pokret svesnosti Krishna.
The second question is, what did you feel?
A drugo pitanje je, šta ste osjetili?
What comes to your mind?
O čemu mislite?
I once asked my tatko, tatko, isn't it?
Jedno sam pitao svog oca.
What he thinks when he hears the word surrender.
Šta on misli kada mu kažem reč predavanje?
And he had very bad memories.
On je imao vrlo loše, vrlo loše iskustvo.
He was fighting in with the Nazis.
Borio se sa nacijima.
And when the Nazis surrendered, they were just kept on an open field.
Kad su se Nazi predali, bili su zatvoreni na nacisti.
Da, nacisti.
Kad su se predali, bili su zatvoreni na jednom polju.
And for 6 months in the summer, they had to stay in this open field, just in a little camp.
6 mjeseci su tako bili zatvoreni u tom malom kao logoru.
They didn't have anything to almost anything to eat.
Nisu gotovo ništa imali da jedu.
No possibility of shower.
Nisu mogli da se kupaju.
Just the hot sun.
Samo su imali vruće sunce.
And their umbs.
i svoje umove.
It was hellish.
To je bio pakleni doživljaj.
So many times people think when they surrender to someone else they are exploited.
I mnogo puta kada osobe misle na opredavanje misle da će biti iskorišćeni.
But in Krishna consciousness we actually know that it, that if we surrender to Krishna he will never you know disappoint the devotee.
Ali u svesnosti Krišne kada se osoba preda Krišni Krišna nikada neće razočarati bhaktu.
He will take him right out of the material world.
On će ga jednostavno izvući iz materijalnog sveta.
It says who surrenders to me with determination.
On kaže ko mi se preda sa odlučnošću.
By saying
govoreći
my dear Lord, from this day on I'm yours.
Moj dragi gospodine, od danas pa nadalje sam tvoj.
I promise I will give this person the necessary strength.
Krišna kaže, obećam da ću toj osobi dati potrebnu snagu.
This is my promise.
Kaže, to je moje obećanje.
Such a surrendered soul will always live in security.
Tako predana duša će uvek živjeti u sigurnosti.
When we surrender to Krishna, Krishna will easily take us to him.
I kada se predamo Krishni, Krishna će nas lako dovesti k sebi.
And Krishna alone is, you know, he is able to take care of the surrendered souls.
Jer Krishna je u mogućnosti da se pobrine o tim predanim dušama.
Because Krishna is the most powerful of all powerful.
Jer Krishna je najjači od najjačih.
He can even stop our past karma.
Čak može da zaustavi našu prošlu karmu.
So that it doesn't get us.
Tako da nas ona ne stigne.
So this is the logic of surrender.
Znači to je logika predavanja.
You are protected by the strong.
Zaštićeni ste od strane Krishna.
Who is kindly waiting for you for your loving devotional service.
Koji ljubazno čeka na vaše predano služenje.
So please don't have fear.
Zato se nemojte plašiti.
Be afraid if you cannot surrender to Krishna.
Plašite se više ako ne možete se predati Krishna.
Because that means you are still under the influence of Maya.
Jer to znači da ste još uvijek pod uticajem
Maya. Maya is that which separates the eternal soul from the Lord.
Maya je ono što razdvaja uslovljenu dušu od Boga.
So in my seminar, which I want to, well, this was just the introduction, I want to speak about the different aspects of surrender.
Tako da na ovom seminaru, kome smo upravo dali jedan uvod, želim da govorim različitim aspektima predavanja.
And I want to give you a few tips how to overcome difficult situations which come up.
I želim da vam dam nekoliko poenti kako možete da nadiđete teške situacije koje mogu da se dese.
So that you can become a fully surrendered soul in this life.
Tako da biste mogli da postanete u potpunosti predana duša u ovom životu.
And even if you are a little skeptical,
i čak ukoliko ste malo sumnjičavi,
just hear it with an open mind,
samo poslušajte otvorenog uma,
and you might get some very interesting insights and tips for your own spiritual life.
I možete dobiti kroz to veoma interesantan uvid i neke poente za vaš duhovni život.
Hare Krishna, do you have any questions regarding these points?
Da li imate nekih pitanja u vezi ovog o čemu smo govorili?
Surrendering is really not based only on knowledge.
Predavanje se ne zasniva samo na znanju.
It is based on love.
Zasniva se na ljubavi.
That's the beauty of it.
To je lepota predavanja.
when you do something out of love, even things which are ordinarily very difficult become easy.
Kada nešto činite iz ljubavi, onda i stvari koje su inače veoma teške postaju lake.
Mm-hmm. I remember you know, for instance, I tried to learn Gita when I was young.
Sećam se da sam pokušao da naučim Bhagavad Gitu kad sam bio mlađi.
The Gita instrument.
Ah. Yeah. Gitaru.
Yes, gitaru. No. Not Bhagavad Gita.
Da, da sviram gitaru.
But I liked the sound, but I didn't like the instrument. And then to play, it's so painful in the beginning, isn't it?
Meni se sviđao zvuk gitara, ali mi nije bilo lako da sviram, bilo je dosta bolno svirati gitaru.
It's really painful, isn't it?
Zaista je bolno, zar ne?
So I played a little and I thought, too much strogost.
Za previše strogosti.
But someone who just loves to play guitar.
Ali neko ko baš zaista voli da svira gitaru.
Who loves the instrument.
Kome se sviđa taj instrument.
Oh, it looks just like a pierce, you know, the form. I like pierce.
Ili izgleda kao kruška, ako se sviđaju kruške.
or he just likes to...
ili ako mu se sviđa tako da svira.
He can easily tolerate the struggles with his takes the... on the finger.
Onda će lako moći da toleriše tu strogost koja proističe iz bola u dodira prstiju kada ga dodiru težici.
So if you have to like Krishna.
Tako da vi trebate da zavolite Krishna.
Then you can surrender to him.
Onda mu se možete predati.
Once there was a mystic yogi Durvasa Muni.
Postoje mistični yogi koji se zvao Durvasa Muni.
And he even saw the form of Krishna.
On je čak video Krišin oblik.
And then he thought, what? This is God.
Onda je pomislio, šta? Ovo je Bog?
Then Krishna came running to him.
Onda je Krišna dotrčao do njega.
He sat on his lap.
I seo je na njegovo krilo.
He was in his form as Nanda Kishore, a very young baby.
I tada je bio u svom obliku Nanda
Kishore. Not baby, young boy.
Onda je bio u svom obliku Nanda Kishore, znači dečak.
The yogi looked at him and said,
yogi je gledao njega i
then Krishna just opened his mouth.
Onda je Krishna otvorio svoje usta.
And, and the yogi went inside his mouth.
I jednostavno je usisao jogija. Jogi je upao u njegova usta.
So the yogi said, strange, I want to get out of here.
Onda je jogi rekao, ovo je nešto čudno, hoću da izađemo odavde.
And he walked for one year.
I onda je hodao godinu dana.
2 years.
Dve godine.
And he didn't get out of the body of Krishna.
I nije mogao da izađe iz Krišinog tela.
Then the time came where the waters of dissolution flooded the whole universe.
U međuvremenu došlo je do poplave u univerzumu kada u stvari vode uništenja počeju da preplavljuju.
So the yogi had to escape the waters of dissolution by moving with the speed of mind to the higher planetary systems, and still he was within Krishna.
Yogi mora da pobegne od te vode uništenja putovajući brzinom uma da se popne na više planete i još uvijek je bio u Krišni.
In other words, he couldn't get out of Krishna.
Drugim rečima, nije mogao da izađe iz Krišne.
Until finally he again went back to Goloka.
Dok se na kraju ponovo nije vratio na Goloku.
And there again he saw a boy playing.
I tamo je vidio dečaka kako se igra.
Nanda Kishore Krishna.
Krishna, Nanda Kishora.
Krishna made and he came out.
I onda je sa Krishna njega izbacio iz svojih usta.
And he said, others may say that they understand you, but I can't understand you. I only know you must be God.
I onda je rekao, drugi možda mogu da kažu da te shvataju, ja te ne razumem, ali ti si stvarno Bog.
So you can understand Krishna only by love.
Tako da Krishnu možete shvatiti samo kroz ljubav.
And we try to develop this love by going through the processes of devotional service.
I mi pokušamo da probudimo tu ljubav putem procesa svesnosti Krišne.
Anything, anyone else?
Još neko? Pitanje?
Yeah. You want the Hema process? It sounds good, isn't it?
Dobro zvuči taj proces. Not so much. Čekića. Ovim primjerima Čekića velikog i malog i primjerima majmuna, kako majmuni nose svoje mlade i kako mačke nose svoje mlade, koliko je tu umešana lična želja i trud, a koliko...
This is a very good question which Sadhu Darshan says.
To je jako dobro pitanje koje je postavio.
See, in the example of the cat there is no personal endeavor and desire, just
kao što ste mogli da primetite u primjeru mačke, tu nema nekog ličnog truda, to je samo.
Međutim, in Krishna consciousness, the desire is really, both is there. The desire. I can have this glass full with the most beautiful orange juice.
Na primjer, ova čaša može da bude puna najboljeg soka pomoranče.
But if I do not want to drink it, if I don't feel a little hot inside the filotski, then I will not drink it.
Ali ukoliko se ja ne osjećam nešto žedan, ja neću da pijem.
But if it is, so the best process, Sadhu Darshan, it has no use for you if you don't feel the intense desire to take to it.
Tako da ni najbolji proces nema nikakve koristi za osobu ukoliko osoba nije željna da prihvati taj proces.
That's all right. We must be therefore always very careful that we keep a strong desire inside of us.
Zato moramo da budemo veoma željni i da držimo tu snažnu želju za bavljenje svesnošću Krišne.
That's the test of your advancement, Sadhu Darshana.
To je u stvari test tvog napretka.
Do you desire Krishna more than anything?
Da li ti želiš Krišnu više od bilo čega drugog?
If Krishna sees, oh, he wants something else than me, he will give it.
Ako Krišna primeti, o, on želi nešto drugo osim mene, on će ti to dati.
Then at the end of the life we will scream, Kavanchita, Kavanchita, I'm cheated.
I onda ćemo na kraju života vikati Kavanchita, Kavanchita, prevaren sam.
Today I was preaching at the Indian embassy, and the ambassador asked me, did you ever doubt that it was a good decision that you took to Krishna consciousness?
I danas sam bio u ambasadi indijskoj i tamo sam propovedao i ambasador Indije me je pitao, da li ste se ikad zapitali da li je to bila možda o vašoj odluci da se posveti svesnosti Krišne?
And I said, I never doubted it, but I thought about it.
I odgovorio sam, nikad nisam sumnio da je to bila kao loš izbor, ali sam razmišljao o tome, o izboru.
A few years ago, my very rich, what is it, Baka, the man of the Baka, is what?
Deda.
The Deda. My very rich Deda.
Moj veoma bogati Deda.
He's a multimillionaire.
Yeah, multimillionaire.
He had on his testament, you know, and to my son, I give this.
Svom testamentu napisao, svom sinu ostavljam to.
And to my daughter I give this.
Znači, to,
and this million, this 3 million go to him.
3 miliona idu njemu.
Only to Sachinandan Swami.
Samo Sachinandan Swamiju.
I'm not even giving a teaspoon.
Nisu mi čak dali ni kašičicu ovaj.
Because he will distribute it to all his monks and for the benefit of society. He wrote benefit of society.
Zato što bi on to sve podelio svojim monasima i dobrobiti društva.
And I have not worked for the monks and I have not worked for the benefit of society.
A ja nisam radio za monahe i za dobrobit nekog društva.
Therefore he will not even get a spoon.
Zbog toga neće dobiti čak ni malu kašičicu.
So I thought, well, if I would not have been a monk, I would be a rich person.
Onda bi se postavio pitanje, znači da nisam bio monah, onda bi bio bogat čovjek.
Now I'm so poor.
Sada sam siromašan.
But then I thought, well, I did not seriously think this is a mistake that I'm that I'm a devotee.
Ali u stvari ja nisam ozbiljno razmišljao o tome da je to greška, to što sam ja postao bhakta.
But I just thought about it, you know, we can think about anything.
Ali onda sam samo jednostavno.
And I must say I was extremely happy to be a devotee.
I onda sam u stvari shvatio da sam izuzetno srećen što sam bhakta.
Because money can't buy you happiness.
Jer novac vam ne može kupiti sreću.
And certainly not Krishna's mercy.
I naravno Krishna milost ne možete kupiti.
I'm saying this because it's important for a devotee to understand I want Krishna more than anything.
Ja to govorim zbog toga što je jako bitno za bhakti da shvati da u stvari treba da želi Krishnu više nego bilo šta drugo.
Anything else?
Još pitanje?
Yes. No. What to do? Keep on trying, Baba Tarini. Never give up.
Baba Tarini pitala, zato što Maharaj govori o tom pravilnom razumevanju svjesnosti Krišne i rekao da ponekad mislimo da razumemo pravilno šta je to svjesnost Krišne, ali nije uvek lako držati korak sa tim razumevanjem. I Maharaj je rekao treba samo da nastavi da pokušava.
Yes. It is a process.
A process.
And proper understanding does not happen just by intellectual gymnastics.
I pravilno razumevanje ne dolazi samo od intelektualne gimnastike.
Once there was a wonderful this is my I like this story the most.
Ova priča mi se jako sviđa.
There was this spiritual master who had very very intelligent disciples.
Bio je taj duhovni učitelj koji imao veoma veoma inteligentne učenike.
And every I think afternoon he gave a long long lecture.
I svakog popodneva bi davao veoma dugačku lekciju.
On the other side of the river.
Sa druge strane reke.
Afterwards he would go in the shumi.
On bi otišao u šumu.
Answer nature's call there.
Odgovorio na zov prirode.
And then he would go in the river and take his bath.
On bi otišao okupao bi se.
Come out of the river and then his disciple would give him freshly washed cloth.
I onda bi njegov učenik dao njemu da obuče novo odelo.
No, so this disciple was his personal servant.
Taj učenik je bio njegov lični sluga.
And he was not a big philosopher.
I nije bio velik filozof.
He was not very intelligent.
I nije bio veoma inteligentan.
But he did his
službu.
So one day, just listen to this. One day,
Dobro, vratite pažnju na ovo. Jednoga dana
he wanted to cross the river because it was time to bring the cloth.
Je želeo da pređe reku jer je bilo vreme da donese odeću.
The fresh cloth,
ovu svežu odeću.
Međutim, the water of the river was so high because it had rained.
Ali je vodostaj reke porastao zato što je pala kiša.
He just felt I have to somehow get over this river.
Ja ne razmišljam, moram nekako da pređem ovu reku.
My spiritual master is now in the forest and then he will wash himself in the river, then he needs fresh clothes.
Duhovni učitelj je bio u šumi, onda je došao do reke, okupao, sad će mu uskoro trebati odeća.
What to do?
Šta da radim?
So he said, somehow I must try to cross this river.
Moram pokušati da pređem ovu reku.
And he put his first foot.
I stavio prvi korak i učinio.
And when he wanted to put his second foot, he saw how a lotus flower grew out of the river.
I kada je stavio da stavi svoj drugi korak, vidio je kako je lotusov cvet izrastao iz reke.
And he stepped on this and it held.
I onda je stao na taj lotusov cvet i on ga je držao.
Then he took the next step.
Onda je krenuo drugim korakom.
And again there was a lotus.
I tu je bio isto lotus.
And in this way he crossed the whole river.
I tako je prešao celu reku.
No problem.
Bez problema.
Lotus bridge.
A to je bio lotus, lotusoliki most.
Most, yes. So when the spiritual master saw this, he told all his intellectual disciples, he has properly understood.
I onda kada je prišao to video, onda je rekao svojim učenicima, on je pravilno razumeo.
He has surrendered to his service.
On se predao svojoj službi.
From now on, his name will be Padmapada, O Lotus Foot One.
I od danas nadalje njegovo ime će biti Padmapada, onaj koji ima lotus stopala.
Obviously. That's an interesting story, isn't it?
Interesantna priča.
So we have to just, Baba Tarini, just intellectual understanding is not enough.
Samo intelektualno razumevanje nije dovoljno.
You have to perform the purificatory processes of Krishna consciousness, then you will understand the secret.
Osoba mora da prođe proces pročišćenja u svesnosti Krišne i tada će razumjeti tajnu.
Yes. Once Prabhupada was sent a big list of questions.
Jednom su Prabhupada poslali veliku listu pitanja.
He answered them all.
I sve ih je odgovorio.
And then he also put a question.
I onda je postavio on jedno pitanje.
May I know,
da li mogu da znam,
if you are properly chanting your rounds,
da li pravilno mantrate svoje krugove?
In other words, he didn't think it's enough to just give the intellectual answer.
Drugim rečima, on nije mislio da je bitno da samo sad da odgovore na sva ta pitanja.
Only by following the process of Krishna consciousness, he knew his disciple would be able to understand.
Jer će samo njegovi učenici moći da shvate te odgovore na pitanje ukoliko slede proces svesnosti Krišne.
Yes. So now we will turn to an aspect of Krishna consciousness which is easy for us. It is eating prasadam.
A sad ćemo se okrenuti jednom aspektu procesa svesnosti Krišne koji je veoma jednostavan za nas, to je čašćenje prasadama.
At least it was announced, but I said I didn't believe it.
U najmanju ruku bilo tako najavljeno, ali rekao sam da ne mogu da poverujem u to.
You want to look Taraka, but please don't stay in the kitchen and eat prasadam there, but inform us.
Taraka, idi pogledaj, nemoj da pojedeš tamo sve, nego...
You will come back immediately, Taraka?
Hoćeš odmah doći?
Good. Actually, we have a little bit more time.
Sorry, imamo još malo vremena.
Let me just see. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's a great surprise. Bali has to go, the strong Bali. Yes, surrender has to come out of one's own freedom.
Da, predavanje treba doći iz sopstvene slobode.
Otherwise it is not on the platform of love.
Inače to nije sa predavanje s ljubavlju.
And then it's not a real surrender.
To onda nije pravo predavanje.
I just heard that there was a woman from Beograd and her parents forced her to make a medical studium study. But she really only wanted to learn Spanish.
Čuo sam da je bila jedna devojka iz Beograda koja je žela, ili žena sam sad, koja je želela da studira španski, a roditelji su je terali da uči, da bude, da završi medicinu.
So at the end 5 years she just went to this medicine study and then she had a diploma. Mm-hmm. And she brought it to the Majka.
I na kraju, nakon 5 godina studiranja te medicine, ona je donala diplomu i dala je Majci.
Are you satisfied with me, Majka?
Da li si zadovoljna sa mnom, Majko?
Yeah, this is your diploma.
Ovo je tvoja diploma.
I don't want it.
Meni nije potrebna.
I'm going now to learn Spanski.
Sad idem da učim španski.
So if you're doing out of something out of force, you will remain of the same opinion which you had before.
Tako da ukoliko nešto radite, a da vas neko tera, osjećate istog mišljenja kao i pre.
It's very important when we are in this movement for Krishna consciousness that we purify our old opinion.
Tako da je veoma bitno u ovom pokretu svjesnosti Krišna, dok se tu nalazimo, mi moramo da pročistimo naše razmišljanje.
And then we will be able to surrender.
Znači ćemo biti u mogućnosti da se predamo.
Out of our own free choice.
Po našem sopstvenom slobodnom izboru.
It's a natural process of the soul to go to Krishna and take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, just like it is a natural process of the river to flow into the ocean.
Veoma je prirodno za dušu da dođe do Krišne, do Krišnih lotusnih stopala i uzme utočište, kao što je prirodno za reku da teče prema okeanu.
And Krishna waits until we take to this voluntary decision.
Krishna čeka na tu našu slobodnu odluku.
He does not force us.
On nas ne prisiljava.
Devotional service is a free process.
Predano služenje je slobodan proces.
The association of devotees is free.
Druženje sa baktama je također slobodan.
The chanting is free.
Mantrati može svako.
I can tell you that we have even devotees in the temple who, although everything is there, they don't take to the process.
Mogu da vam kažem da čak postoje bhakti u templu koji, iako su tu, oni ne prihvataju proces u...
These are the prasadam devotees.
To su, na primjer, prasadam bhakti.
That's natural. Every movement has such personalities.
Svaki pokret ima takve osobe.
We are no exception.
Tako da mi nismo izuzet.
So it's a free process.
To je slobodan proces.
Even if you move in the same house, you can take it or not take it.
Čak i ukoliko živite u istoj kući, možete li to prihvatiti ili ne.
That's so nice. That's what I like so much about Krishna consciousness. It's totally free.
To je divno u vezi sa svetom Krišne i to je ono što ja jako volim u vezi sa svetom Krišne.
It is a fact that sometimes the temple president may say, do this now.
Ponekad temple president može da kaže, uradi ovako sad ovo.
But surrender no one can force.
Ali predavanje niko ne može da nametne.
It has, it comes or does not come.
Ili postoji tu ili ne postoji.
Is it coming, Nita Chan? Everyone laughs because just now, just 5 minutes ago, someone came. 5 minutes. Now we don't believe you any longer.
Više vam ne verujemo vama koji govorite 5 minuta. Može vas sada donesemo.
I don't believe it.
Ne verujem da možete da donesete.
Please bring it. We want to see.
Molim, donesite, hoćemo da vidimo.
We have a great surprise for all of you. That's why we make it so dramatic.
Imamo u stvari jedno lepo iznenađenje za sve vas, zato pravimo malo ovako dramatičnu situaciju.
So Devi. I'm not sure. Devotees about what? Can you tell me something about the Gopi Sudevi?
Da li možeš nešto da nam kažeš o Gopi?
Tomorrow I will tell you.
Sutra ću ti reći.
Because now we have the prasadam.
Jer sad imam prasadam.
Bravo! Bravo! Bravo!